Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bang! The Mets getting close to signing Brad Hand, according to Ken Rosenthal, who, by the way, is getting a little bit of pushback from another beat reporter. So Ken Rosenthal, Mets close to agreement with free agent reliever Brad Hand. Then he says, if completed, deal expected to be for 2 years. So you're thinking, okay, you know, that's out there. And then John Heyman came in. John Heyman said, no, no, no. He said a little, he did the little Dikembe Mutombo
right
on Ken Rosenthal. And John Heyman said, Mets continue to talk to star closer Brad Hand. Star closer, by the way, Al. You hear that? Star closer.
I heard that.
Brad Hand, while they appear to have a decent chance, sources are saying they aren't close to a deal yet.
Woohoo.
Oh. Woohoo. So we got a little Twitter beef between beat writers and insiders. I love that.
Seems
kind
like
of stuff.
It. And he said Astros, Jays, and Dodgers, among others, interested. And I wonder, maybe we should get Ed Coleman on the phone. Ed, will they sign him? I don't know. Should they sign him? Yes. Will they? Not sure. Are there people who want him? No. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff out there.
Hey, Al.
Yes, sir.
What do you think Hand's job's going to be?
Closer, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's the next step once they get him in the fold, is to figure out what the Hand job is. Is it going to be an eighth inning? Is it going to be a ninth inning? Now, he said closer. You think the Hand job's going to be eighth inning?
I think, you know, they can go back and forth, but his job will be determined by, I think, the success of Edwin Diaz and whether or not he comes back as the top flight closer. And how
Hand
Sandy
jobs.
Alderson, yeah, yeah. And how Andy Sandy Alderson sees him.
Sure.
I mean, this has been crazy this morning.
So you think that Hand's job's going to be back and forth?
Probably back and forth. Now, he may go up and down a little bit.
Well, we'll see. They got to sign him first. That's really what has to happen because, I mean, unless John Heyman, you know, decides to backtrack on his latest report.
Was John Heyman a specific or was he John Heyman?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this might be one of those things where he's, you know, Brad Hand's agent might be want to, you know, be tugging on some of these other teams to get him to maybe increase their offers. Could be one of those because we've seen that before.
It's kind of slippery if you ask me.
Yeah. Well, I hope that they get him. I do. I really hope that they get him because I was excited about that. You know, it's just there's a couple of guys
it's
you get aroused about.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it's very excited.
A couple of guys that you know, there's an arousal.
Yeah.
And, you know,
Hand
George,
jobs.
George Springer's been one of those guys. Brad Hand's also one of those guys.
And he's pretty flexible, too.
Sure. Definitely.
Unlike Phil Sims.
Hey, by the way, you know, Brad, you know, Hand, not ideal. Sometimes you want more, but in this market, you take it.
Well, you take it, all right.
Let's go to John Hofstra. What's going on, John?
Hey, guys. I do hope that if we get a Hand, that the Hand job is a smooth transition. But that's just, I tried, guys. What could I tell you?
Go
all
ahead.
Anyway, moving on to with the coaches for the Jets, what I really hope for this guy, and Boom and G, I don't understand why this happens all the time. When Golden Tate said what he said and Judge suspended him,
yeah,
it's like clockwork. Every one of these coaches needs to stand up and basically let these guys not act like petulant child, and they earn the respect of their teams. When he did that, it basically said, I'm not putting up with crap, and Boom and G. Why is it that every coach, it's like clockwork. It fails every time you try to befriend these guys, and it goes the opposite way when you stand up to them and you take control and you show the coach, the organization, the team, that you are the man, you're not putting up with their garbage, and then you stay. When Judge ended up, when we won some games, right, everyone was like, oh, my God, it's great. And then we lost some games. You know what? It was still okay because we knew this guy's the man. He's not putting up with junk. I just hope for this Jet guy he does that. And boom, why do these coaches continue to play games and be these friends with these players when it never, ever works?
Well, you know, when you become the head coach, it's a totally different set of circumstances. Because you do have to hold people accountable, and you have to make sure you're holding your own coaching staff accountable. So as the defense coordinator, he just worried about the defense and his defensive staff. And they would meet in small groups, and they would be discussing about how they're going to stop the opposing team's offense. Now, hopefully, this is what he has impressed upon Joe Douglas and Christopher Johnson and everybody over there in Florham Park, that he's going to be more than that, that he's going to be able to handle all of it. So hopefully, you know, hopefully it works out for him. I think it's the right guy. I just feel like it's the right guy, especially given the candidates that are out there now.
Eddie in New Jersey. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What's happening, man? Eddie?
Listen, from the Jets fan perspective, we needed a win. And there's something about this guy. I think presentation is a huge variable. You touched on it yesterday, but he brings this tough, edgy look, and I think he's going to give the Jets an instant identity.
Yeah, and that's something that they have been lacking with the last two head coaches, the identity that they had with those two guys. You know, Todd Bowles, I think, you know, he had more personality than he showed, but he was a sleepy head coach. There was no two ways about it. He is not someone who is animated on the sidelines. He's not someone who gets fired up in press conferences. You know, I'm not to say that he isn't inspiring, but, you know, he's not inspiring to a fan base. He may be inspiring to players. He's not inspiring to a fan base.
Right.
Adam Gase, my Lord, it's, you know, as bad as you can possibly look in a press conference. Also an uninspiring guy. So Rob Saleh, at the very least, is someone who looks the part, has that energy. And I do trust Joe Douglas. I we've talked to him on the air, off the air. He's someone that I trust, knows who the right person is, and they move quickly on Rob Saleh. And you have to trust that he is going to be the right guy to infuse that energy they've so desperately needed the last couple of years.
I'm right with you, bro.
Yep.
Right with you.
Mike's in Butler. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing? You think Hand really wants to come?
Boy. That's a bad one. That's just not. That doesn't really work, that particular one. I know what you were trying to do, but didn't quite work. Mike in Bergen County. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. No matter what happens, if the Mets get Hand, and whatever Hand's job is for Mets fans, it's going to be a happy ending.
Man. It's a little bit better, more on target, but I got texted one too, by the way. The one I got texted was, do you think Hand's job will release some pressure on the rest of the bullpen? Thought that was a little more clever. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Let's switch gears and go to a man who's been on hold for a total of probably 4 hours the last couple of days. And now it's his time. And today is the perfect day for him to join us because he has got a football game this weekend that means so much to him and his soul. Omar in Brooklyn, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Gennady. I cannot believe that you introduced me like this. Thank you. Booba, I just listened to your update, and no, hey, good luck. But this is the year I've been waiting for, long time ago. I still have nightmares whenever I see Charles Smith play. That is the only year I, particularly before the beginning of the season, think that the Knicks are going to win that championship. White Wright and Charles Smith are the two worst nightmares of my life. I never expected Josh Allen to be that good that early. You particularly said it, but Josh Allen has been so great this year that it has raised my expectations, and I cannot even imagine that I am going to lose it tomorrow. This is like for the first time that the two heavyweights are fighting, and I have the guy that I think is better than the other guy. That's it. I always have on the other side Michael Jordan and somebody else, and Mahomes and everybody else has a better player. I think this year, Josh Allen is better than Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen is going to be better than Wolf. But tomorrow comes first. Baltimore may have, and I wanted to ask this question to Puma. Do you think that Baltimore Ravens offensive line is better than Indianapolis Colts offensive line?
Yes, because Indianapolis had a bunch of injuries going into that game this past weekend.
I have asked two or three, different NFL guys, and they have said that Indianapolis Colts offensive line is better. So you are saying that Baltimore is. So I'm worried. I'm worried of their offensive line that they can. That is my most worry. But for some time last week, I think even it's going to be a close game. And this time, I'm worried that I can lose this game. But that worry makes me feel better. You know why? Because we are going to have an edge. Last week, the defensive line didn't have that edge. I expect Lamar, they're going to come blitz him. Let me see Lamar Jackson in a bad weather, beat me in a passing game. Yeah. Let me see. Let me see. Josh Allen is going to come. Let's go, Bills.
Way to go, Omar.
Let's
boy.
Go, Bills. That's right.
Took him a while to get there, but he reached his crescendo.
Right, he did.
He did.
All right, thanks, Eddie. That's it. You can. I know Eddie's busy. He's talking to people in there. But
Eddie, people got to stop bothering you when you're working.
Pull my real clean by me.
That was the boss, though.
Why is he bothering you when you're working?
He can't wait for the break?
No, he wanted to give me some advice upon some of our recent...
I got you. Yeah.
And to maybe knock that off.
Oh, I got you. Say no more. Say no more. More and more.
I am on a congestion, baby!
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Jerry Recco back, a very eventful morning, and he's going to give us all the details of what's been happening. We do have our divisional playoff weekend picks coming up. I had a miserable wildcard weekend, so I got to bounce back. Boomer and Jerry had a 5-1 super wildcard weekend, so we'll see if those guys can stay hot. But right now, it is, what's that?
What FanDuel did for me, didn't
it? It did. See, look at that. I know. I gave you my secrets, and all of a sudden, I went in the toilet. So we do have Jerry with the update. What's going on, Jerry?
I'm with you. I think this might be the most active show in this time slot we've ever worked. It has been nonstop since the moment we woke up, and here we go with more. You know about DJ LeMahieu from earlier. One report said it is a longer deal than 4 years.
Nice. So good he's for not, DJ.
Yeah, so he's not going to be going anywhere. They were trying to figure out if it's a 5 or a 6 year deal. Not done yet, but should be finalized and completed sometime today, according to multiple reports. You guys have.
You know what that tells me, Jerry?
I don't know.
That tells me that there were significant suitors that were coming after DJ LeMahieu that the Yankees had to overdo. You know, in other words, they had to react to it and bring him in here and keep him here.
Well, you heard about the Dodgers. I mean, that's one.
Yep. Blue Jays were another.
Right.
Wasn't the Red Sox another one as well?
I don't believe so.
Maybe the Mets did check in, but, you know, maybe the Mets weren't a real, especially after they traded for Lindor.
So you've got that with the Yankees. Brad Hand to the Mets, maybe. Don't know.
Yeah,
you
so,
guys,
yeah,
they walked that back so far.
Right, so Ken Rosenthal was very close and 2 year deal, and then John Heyman sort of came in and said, no, not close yet. So we will see. It's one of these things that with these beat reporters in baseball, with their close and maybes and getting close and all of that, you got to be careful.
I would say our boy Heyman just slapped
Ken Rosenthal
down. Back into his into his living room or something.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Now, that's it. I'm with you. I also thought it was going to be a full football morning with very little baseball because the Jets have a new head coach. According to all these reports, it is Rob Sala. Rhymes with Hala. He is going to be with the Niners for 4 years. Quite the resume. I was looking at his career so far. Also with the Jaguars. Also spent time in Seattle. He's been all over the place, this guy. And started when he was 23 as an intern in the NFL. So he's 41 now. He's been around the league a long time. And he will be your new Jet head coach. Lots of passion, lots of energy, and a great-looking bald head, as we will get to in a moment of the day, coming up in just a couple of minutes. He also looks like he is in the gym often. So maybe if the players don't do it, he can suit up and play. You've also got Urban Meyer to the Jaguars. And it looks like the Falcons have their man. It's Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator from the Titans. More on him coming up in just a moment, too. Troy Aikman was busy. He did a Michael Irvin podcast. I'll play the clips again for you because you had these stories that was linking Troy Aikman saying the fact that Doug Peterson got fired was that he wanted Jalen Hurts. Jesus. That Doug Peterson wanted Jalen Hurts as quarterback and that the front office wanted Carson Wentz to be the quarterback going forward. So a little bit of an issue between the two sides. Peterson takes the bullet. He gets fired. Troy then on social media, the headline in the story that was in Pro Football Talk was not true, that he didn't say these things. Well, here he was on the podcast with Michael Irvin, and these comments come after he said he called Peterson after he found out he was let go.
I don't have any insight, but what I gathered it came down to was a difference of opinion as to how they were moving forward at the quarterback position is what I sensed.
And he would continue on that theme.
I sensed that, you know, here Jeff Lurie, the owner, has paid a lot of money to Carson Wentz, and they're on the hook with him. They can't get out of that contract, you know, right away. And yet it's my belief that Doug Peterson felt that Jalen Hurts was probably the quarterback going forward. And how does that mesh?
Right. So I don't know what he is denying, but it certainly sounds like everything that was written is what he said.
You know, it's amazing to me that Doug Peterson, if you believe in what Troy is saying, that Doug Peterson would be out on Carson Wentz after the way that Carson had played it. He's still a young man.
Well, most of Doug Peterson's success came with Nick Foles. I mean, that's
now,
well, the problem.
Carson Wentz had that year that they went to the Super Bowl where he would have been the MVP had he not gotten hurt against the LA Rams.
I understand. But then, you know, when he needed someone to win games in the most critical situations, it was always Nick Foles. The two playoffs, every playoff game that Doug Peterson won was with Nick Foles. Every single one. The Super Bowl run, and then the next year when he came back again after the Super Bowl when they went to the divisional round.
Oh, well. Rams-Packers tomorrow will kick off the divisional round of the 2020 NFL play. You call it 2020 or 2021? 2020, right?
Yeah, 2020 season. Yeah.
Jared Goff will start for L.A., even though the hand is banged up just a little bit. John Wolford ruled out with a neck injury, so Blake Bortles is the backup. Here is Aaron Rodgers. He had the bye. He said nothing easy when facing this Rams D.
We're going to have to go out and execute, run the ball effectively, try and, make sure we're giving different looks to that that pass rush. And then when it comes to situational football, we got to be playing like we have all season. We've been great on third down and great in the red zone.
And that pass rush involves Aaron Donald, who said this week that the ribs feel good and he should be out on the field.
Never been hurt. Like, he's had a minor injury here or there. But
Who's this, Aaron Donald?
Yeah, Aaron Donald. So I'd be surprised if he ended up not being himself or he had to leave the game at any point, because he's just always out there.
It didn't look great, though, last week in Seattle.
Didn't. I know.
It's going to be interesting to see where he is going to play on this defensive line at, probably versus the Packers' left tackle. By the way, Aaron Rodgers has lost his last four starts, regular and postseason, when facing a team that has the number one total ranked defense.
How about that?
You throw that up on BetQL, boom. Never know.
BetQL. That's right. Yeah.
Tomorrow night, Ravens Bills. Now, we've been listening to all these quarterbacks typing praise on the quarterback they're going up against. Here was Lamar Jackson talking about Josh Allen, and listen to the end of it.
People always just talking about Josh and his big arm, but he doing it all out there. He's getting out the pocket, taking advantage of what the defense gives him, throwing the ball on the rope, and he's slinging the ball, like a Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
So how about this? Over the last six games, the Ravens have rushed for 1,573 yards. Yeah. That's the most by a team in a six-game span since 1950, boys.
Did you get your 800-page CBS packet?
I do. I was looking at some of these things. So, when you think about the Bills, what don't they do? They don't have a great run defense. They're undersized. So here comes this mammoth football team, the Baltimore Ravens, running the ball the way they have the last 6 weeks, like nobody has ever done since 1950 over a six-week span.
How about that?
How about that?
You might want to take that.
How about that?
How about that?
Sunday, it's the Browns and the Chiefs, and your statistical analysis, Boomer, of Cleveland going into Kansas City would be?
A team from Cleveland hasn't been good since the turn of the century.
How about Baker Mayfield's the oldest quarterback left in the AFC?
How about that?
Sunday night, speaking of old, two 40-plus quarterbacks
go out. I got plenty on this game.
Oh, God.
Bucks and Saints, Brady and Breeze, perhaps for the last time. We don't know. Boomer, take it away.
I would say that it is going to be for the last time. I don't think Drew Brees is going to play after this year.
You really are like peeling pages away in front of you. It is really remarkable.
Why? I'm just,
It's a stack of stuff.
By the way, do you know what the weather in Green Bay is this weekend? Do you have any idea?
14 degrees.
Seriously or no?
And snow flurry. Oh, I thought you were going to tell us.
Yeah, it's actually the coldest game on record right now since 1932 in Green Bay.
I was just going to say, in playoff games below 30 degrees, Aaron Rodgers is 5-1. How about that? There you go.
It's going to be, will they play Saturday or Sunday?
They play Saturday.
Saturday, 37 and cloudy.
Will I see a little snow?
I have 0% chance of snow on AccuWeather. Snow on Friday, I see.
I have precipitation 50%, Jerry.
Ooh, wow.
I'm looking at AccuWeather. What are you looking at?
Al's boring weather.
It's just like Ken Rosenthal and John Heyman over again.
I just Googled the weather and the Google, it's weather.com.
Yeah, you got some phony weather.
No way, bro.
That weather.
Snow.
AccuWeather rocks. So that's your divisional weekend, and then we'll have just three games left after Sunday. Depressing.
Such a Jerry thing. Like, go to AccuWeather. Like, no one's going to AccuWeather.
Who goes to AccuWeather?
Only go to AccuWeather. AccuWeather is the best weather service out there.
He won't get the Peloton. He gets the Nordic Track.
Great bike, by the way.
Samsung won't go to weather.com.
Samsung's awesome.
AccuWeather.
He's using Bing to get to it.
Yes.
Yahoo. Bing. Excuse me. By the way, I'm a Google guy.
Bing sucks.
God. Is it still wrong to have AOL email?
No.
I'm just asking. I get yelled at for everything else I do.
Not
you never
yelled
know.
At. It's just an observation.
Yo, who's That's yelling at
not
you?
Not an observation. Not really. That's really a comment. An observation. I like Coke.
Lots of people do, apparently.
Right. Exactly. Sean Marks with the media on a video conference. So Bruce Beck, we would call him always rainbows, unicorns, and sunshine, right?
That's right.
Here's Bruce yesterday asking a nice tough question.
Sean, you have talked in the past about not marketing the future for the present. So what changed here?
Yeah. You know, again, I think this is it's a building step to where we are.
I actually thought when I heard them say Bruce Beck, NBC Sports, I thought he was going to, you know, wow, James Harden, you've got this new three-headed monster. And instead, it's like, what are we doing?
Like, rank the greatest days of your life starting after today being number one.
You know, the interesting thing is Sean Marks says we're building. I mean, they're $86 million luxury tax bill building.
Yeah.
In other words, they have three of the best players in the league, at least offensively.
Yeah.
They have the best player in the league, who I think is Kevin Durant. But these other two guys, who knows where they're going
to
be?
I think it's cute that he is trying to temper the expectations of this group with his silly little press conference. Like, you think that's going to work? Stop. Everybody in the league is looking at this team. Every NBA fan, all the other players, the coaches, the TNT guys, everybody knows the pressure is on those three players and the Brooklyn Nets after what they did.
I actually kind of get the feeling, like you said yesterday, that everybody wants this to fail epically.
They're the bad guys now. They are the bad guys.
But that was probably the case in Golden State, too, right, after Durant went there.
It was. Yeah.
So you mentioned TNT. Let me pull up.
Yeah, but like when he went there, he went as a free agent.
I know that, but because he went there, people hated Golden State because he thought, A, he made them too good because they were great already, and then he took the easy way out to a championship.
Right. Yeah, but he didn't walk out the Oklahoma City door and just basically trash everybody.
No, he didn't, but people were upset that, like, you just left the team that couldn't beat the champ to join the champ. Who already, like, that didn't sit well with people. I was fine with it, quite frankly. I actually defended him during that, and he went and he backed it up. But as I said yesterday, you know, when LeBron got together with those guys in Miami, people were going nuts. That big press conference, not one, not two, not three, not four, and the fireworks, and they hated those guys. They went and won a championship, two championships. Then the Golden State Warriors with Durant. People couldn't stand that. You know, Kevin Durant couldn't believe the criticism. I think he, like, didn't come out of his house for a couple of weeks after that. They went and won two championships.
Yeah, but you know what's amazing?
Anthony Davis bitched his way out of New Orleans, goes to the Lakers. They just won a championship. Generally, when this stuff happens, it works.
You know, the interesting thing is that when LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh all went together, you had three guys that actually played defense. You know, all three guys played defense at their respective levels. So if you needed LeBron to play forward, he could play forward and play defense. Yep. If you needed Bosh to play center or you needed him to play four, guess what? He could play defense. And if you need somebody to cover a point guard or if you need somebody to shut down a shooting guard, you had Dwayne Wade, who's like a praying mantis out there on defense. They all played defense. Two out of these three guys do not play any defense.
You also got four full seasons out of LeBron. This is a year and a half.
Right now it is, yes.
Yes, because you know they're opting out for more money. It's not like they're not going to say player option. Yeah, we'll take it. We'll just stick around. They all opt out, and they end up with longer deals, or they go somewhere else. So there's no guarantee that they're here beyond next season. That's the other part.
Well, there's no guarantee that they'll show up this season. Right?
Sure.
And there's no guarantee that they were going to show up last season.
Actually, no, that's not true because Mr. Marks did say that Kyrie does want to play.
I have talked to Kyrie, so I know he's excited about getting back on the court with his teammates, you know, as soon as possible.
Now, which Kyrie you think he spoke to?
Now, Shaquille O'Neal on TNT took issue with James Harden in about a minute 24 seconds.
It's the business of basketball, but you know, when you say you gave the city your all, that ain't true.
Who do you think weighs more right now, Shaq or James Harden?
Oh, come on.
Fat.
dribble.
Here is Shaq ripping Harden's playoff numbers.
And when you say I gave you everything, I say no, you didn't. Because the last five games, when it comes to elimination, you're 1-4. You've been shooting 41%, 24% from three. 32 assists and 27 turnovers.
Yeah, he really was not happy with this.
So now he got his little super team. He got to win this year. If he don't win this year, it's a bust, period.
Thank you, Shaq. Yeah. Thank you.
But Sean Marks says otherwise, so we have to listen to him.
We don't want
to
put the pressure. We don't want to put the pressure on the guys.
It. Listen, man, the pressure's there, Sean, whether you try to dissipate it or not. Embrace it.
Well, I don't want to get into what's a failure and what's not. I think everybody knows, you know, what this team is positioned and capable of potentially doing. And, you know, we've got to get everybody gelling.
I've talked to Kyrie on a secure line. I was able to find that. So the FBI, he was concerned about the FBI tapping into our phone call. So I was able to do that, find a burner phone. I got myself a burner phone from Walmart, and I called him up, and he's excited to play and to come back. And we've decided, I've given him a time frame of 2.5 months to come back. So sometime there in the next 2.5 months, Kyrie will be back.
Maybe sooner rather than later. We will see. The proof will be in the play, and not exactly sure when we'll see them, but the Nets do play the Magic tomorrow. You got the Knicks taking on the Cavaliers in Cleveland tonight. We'll see if all the physicals are done and if Jared Allen does play in that game for the Cavs. Rangers lost to the Islanders 4-0. Reaction, head coach David Quinn.
I hate to discredit, you hate to say we were bad, and they were, I mean, they were good. They did a really good job in a lot of areas, and we certainly weren't good in many, if any at all.
And he says they better hurry it up because they play the Islanders again tomorrow. They got to figure it out. And the Devils lost a shootout to the Bruins last night, 3-2. So they end up with the 1 point. Time now for Moment of the Day.
Money!
And no doubt, a trio of head coaches were hired in the NFL. We've talked about it a lot this morning. Rob Saleh with the Jets, Urban Meyer with the Jaguars, and a new one in Atlanta as well.
The Artie Party.
The Artie Party is right. To Artie Party Arthur Smith to become their next head coach, according to Diana Russini of ESPN, who's a fan of the show, by the way.
Can you get Sal on?
Yeah, I mean,
there's no way
he's gonna his mind is gonna be blown.
Who is this
for sure. Sal LiCotta is a big Atlanta Falcons fan.
What?
Yeah. Always has been. Really? Always has been. Yeah.
Yep. Why?
No idea.
Yeah, I don't know how that started actually. Deion maybe Sanders? Deion is probably maybe Deion. Deion. Yeah, probably Deion. So there you go. Things are moving.
So Arthur Smith to the Falcons.
Yeah.
And Al spent a lot of time researching Arthur Smith last night and he didn't come up with much.
Yes. Just was there with the Titans.
I could not find a picture of him where he did not look like a dullard.
I agree. Al, so I didn't really even ask you. Are you all in on this Rob Saleh thing?
Oh, very all in.
Boomer,
very
he was
excited.
Fired buzz up or no this buzz, morning. Al.
Total buzz.
Lots total buzz, excited. Right.
Right, it's hard to get buzz with a coordinator like that, and they got it. They got it. Good for them.
Oh, we're going to have good luck tonight. I just spotted a bald man. Excuse me, bald man.
That's great.
May I rub your head for good luck?
Head over to Florham Park and you can rub away, Al. There you go. Moment of the day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Jerry Recco, take it away. All right, first game, Rams in Green Bay, Packers -6.5.
I know that this line has come down from a full touchdown. I know that Boomer just gave me this stat with Aaron Rodgers against number one defenses, but I have picked the Green Bay Packers to go to the Super Bowl this year to represent the NFC for months now. I think they win this game. I think they win this game comfortably. That is by a touchdown. So I cannot now think that this Rams team, that's defense has played very well, but the offense is impossible to watch, is somehow going to be able to keep up with Aaron Rodgers in this MVP season. Give me the Green Bay Packers -6.5.
I'll take the Rams -6.5. Packers will win. Plus the 6.5. The Rams, the Packers will win the game. But it's not going to be easy by any stretch of the imagination. I saw that Ram defense up close and personal. They're pretty damn good. And I'm assuming that Aaron Donald is going to be 100%. And that means Coach Staley is going to be moving him all over the defensive line. And he will find the weakness and the weak point in that offensive line of the Packers. So I think he does wreck the game to some extent, and I think it's going to be a little bit of a struggle, but I do like the Pack to win 27-24.
I'm with you, Boomer. I think it's a low-scoring game. I think the Rams cover the number 6.5. Uh-oh. I will take L.A. Oh, game number two.
Here we go again. Me against you guys. This is not good.
Baltimore in Buffalo. AccuWeather says might be some snow, might not be. The Bills, a home favorite, -3.
So I had made the decision in my head that it wasn't going to be the Chiefs representing the AFC in the Super Bowl this year, and I narrowed it down to the Bills and the Ravens. So that means that the team that wins this game, I believe, is going to go to the Super Bowl. So I really have to decide this. I think that the Baltimore Ravens, after shedding that pressure last week with Lamar Jackson, and I really think it all happened on that third down touchdown run that sort of changed the game for Lamar Jackson, I think that the Baltimore Ravens go up there and they beat the Buffalo Bills by running all over the place, more confidence in Lamar Jackson. Him and Hollywood Brown really had something going in that game as well, so he was throwing the ball after that bad pick. I love the Bills this year. I love their offense. Steph Diggs and Josh Allen, it's been awesome, and I wouldn't be shocked if they won the game. But I think it's going to be Baltimore. I think they're going to go up there, and I think they're going to win.
Yeah, Ravens defensive coordinator Don Wink Martindale stopped Derrick Henry and tried to force Ryan Tannehill to beat them last week. I think they're going to try to take Steph Diggs out of the picture here. They are a much better secondary than the Colts have. And they have a big defensive line that creates all sorts of problems for a running game like Buffalo doesn't have. And Buffalo lost one of its starting running backs to injury as well. Josh Allen's going to have to be Superman, kind of like he was last week. I think this is a really close game. I'm taking the Ravens in the points, and I do think the Ravens win the game 24-23.
I agree with both of you. Tight game. I'm going to ride the Bills here. I like Buffalo at home -3. They're probably not supposed to win. The Ravens should win. I'm going Buffalo -3. Sunday. Cleveland, Baker Mayfield at Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes, 10-point favorites are the Chiefs.
Man, I tell you, I've seen the Chiefs play too many of these close games. Way too many. Carolina Panthers, Atlanta Falcons, the loss that they had to the Vegas Raiders. I mean, it feels like every week there's some sort of agita with them, and we said maybe they're bored in the regular season. And maybe they, when they get to the playoffs, they'll just be firing on all cylinders after the bye week. I'm not going to take that leap. I think that the Chiefs do win, and they're going to be playing on Championship Sunday. But I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns and what they had going and beating the Steelers to cover this spread and make it one of those, are the Chiefs really going to lose games? And they'll come back and they'll win like they've done 15 out of 16 times this year. But I like the Cleveland Browns to cover the 10 points.
Chiefs are going to be totally healthy. Everybody's going to be raring to roll. And, you know, they've had an offseason, even when you say their quarterback was 38-6 in terms of touchdowns to interceptions. Completed 67% of his passes for 4,700 yards. That's exactly right. Who is going to cover Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce? Travis Kelce is going to go off in this game. I just like the Chiefs. They'll go over 30 points once again like they always do in the playoffs. They win the game 34-23.
Regular season's over. Final score on Sunday. Chiefs 35, Browns 7. And the final game, Tampa in New Orleans. Brady. Breeze, Saints -3.
I cannot bring myself.
You don't even want to bet on this game
to pick this football game.
You hate both of these
I can't
teams.
Do it.
You have to.
You have to.
No, what I'm going to do here for the first time ever in the picks.
You cannot defer.
I'm taking a loss.
What?
I'm taking a loss. I don't want to win with either one of these teams. I don't want to root for either one of these teams. I am starting off divisional playoff weekend 0-1. I am abstaining from this and taking a loss because I hate both of these teams and I hate the fact that one of them is playing on championship weekend. It makes me sick.
Jerry, what's the spread again?
3.
All right. So, you know, I picked the score in my CBS Sports Minute at 3 points, and I don't want to do that. I want to give somebody, you know, a team to pick and to take the number. I have the Saints going to the Super Bowl. I have the Saints and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and that goes back all the way to week one. I wasn't, you know, I didn't pick the Cowboys. Somebody else did.
Oh, who was it? Phil Sims, right?
Yeah.
Oof. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so I think the Saints are going to win the game. I'm going to say that the Saints are going to win this game 31-27. So, therefore, I will lay the 3 points, and I'll take the Saints as a favorite.
I'll take the ageless Tom Brady to advance to the NFC Championship game. Bucks plus the 3.
All right.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.